taking the Tarawih Salah, the 29th Salah, 29 Juz was recited. And many of the surahs now coming to the end of the Quran Sharif speak about Qiyamah, speaks about the life of the year after. As like Ishara, there is a sign here that the end of the Quran is coming, and the end of time also is Qiyamah, is your death. You'll be leaving this world soon. First surah is Surah Mulk, the surah of 30 verses in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a surah in the Quran which will intercede on behalf of the reciter on the day of Qiyamah. And that is, it has 30 verses and it is Surah Mulk. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my heart desires that every one of my ummatis learn the surah. The person memorizes it. And it has always been the practice of the mashayikh to read the surah every night, either after between Maghrib and Isha or after the Isha Salah. But every night a person should read the dua, the surah. And it is called Surah Mani'ah, Munjiyah, that surah which saves a person, protects a person from the azab and the punishment of the grave, difficulties of the grave. So a person who recites it every night, inshallah, he will be safe from the punishment in the grave. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah is the Malik, Allah is the owner, and Allah is the king and the controller of the entire universe. And those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has kept for them, and those who are disobedient, like in this world, anybody is a baghi, he goes against the laws of the king, eventually what, he has to go to jail. So Allah mentions his jail, which is the fire of Jahannam. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ. What evil place it is, when they are thrown inside there, they will be shouting and screaming, and the fire of Jahannam will be boiling, and it will be like close to be splitting because of anger. And whenever they are thrown inside, then they will be asking, the people will ask them, the angels, didn't anyone come to you people? They came to you, why didn't you accept and take heed from it? But unfortunately, these people did not take, and they were actually admitted on that day. Unfortunately, they came to us, but we did not listen to what they had to say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that why has he sent us in this world? What is the examination? Allah is the one who has created death, and Allah is the one who created life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. Allah wanted to test you people to see which of you does the best of actions. And here the ulama say, Allah did not say أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, who does the most amount of actions, but أحسن, Allah wants fitan, Allah wants beauty, perfection in our amal. What the whole object of the khanka is to create beauty in action. Life must come into the action. The person is performing salah, but he's not just performing and finishing his salah, but to create life in that salah. All our amal in our actions to create fitan and beauty in the action. And according to one tafsir, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, which one of you is, he will do the, Allah is testing a person to see whose aql and understanding and intelligence is the most kamil and most perfect, who's got the most understanding in how he prepares for akhirat, etc. أَيُّكُمْ أَسْرَعُ إِلَىٰ طَعَةِ اللَّهِ, who is more hastening towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which one of you is staying further away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the three examinations Allah ta'ala is giving us in this world. And some ulama say also, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا حُسْنًا, and duty in actions are created by two things. One is by ikhlas and sincerity, and one is by ittiba'i sunnah. The more closer it is to the sunnah, and the more sincerity there is, this is the husn and beauty in a person's action. So Allah Ta'ala is testing us in this world with our actions, etc. And Allah is saying, and accordingly Allah Ta'ala will reward a person or punish a person. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned that He is the King of this world, and He explains His ownership, how He owns the heavens and the earth. Even the birds who are flying between the heavens and the earth is in the control of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Who is the one who created you? Who is the one who made your eyes and your ears and your heart? قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, however, very little bit, you make shukr and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Qalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the beautiful akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you are on a very lofty status. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, then she said, have you not read the Quran Sharif? That the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran Sharif. That whatever is in the Quran Sharif was found in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what character Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So it's an example for us to bring the character into our life. And on the other hand, is bad character, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here regarding the kuffar. This is their qualities, that they are always taking false oaths. They are very, very low and despicable, always speaking bad about people, carrying around, walking around with tails, preventing people themselves, they're not doing good and preventing others from evil also, always falling into sin, exceeding the bounds. And this person was an illegitimate person, and his bad mouthed, evil character. And the only reason is because in Kana Za Mali wa Baneen, he had a lot of wealth, he had a lot of children, so he felt I'm somebody so great. And he spoke ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So the ulama say, when a person grieves the rule upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends 10 mercies upon him. And this person, Walid ibn Mughira, spoke evil of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Allah mentioned 10 of his evil qualities. Because in recompense of that, how could he speak about my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the ayat of the Quran are recited to them, he says, it's a fable, stories of the old people, it has no real benefit for us. So these are the evil qualities of a person. He has got the pride. Generally it happens because of money and wealth, but a person has got, then he gets pride within himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the people of the garden. Allah had bestowed them with so much wealth in this world, but they did not make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The father passed away, he used to give a lot of charity, and charity protects a person, it saves a person in this world also. But when the father passed away, the youngsters, they said, no, you don't believe in akhirat. Our father is wasting all our money, so we'll stop giving charity now. And when the crops came that year, Allah ta'ala made it such that before the they wanted to go now in the early portion of the morning, take out all the crops, so the poor people must not get any portion of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his azab and punishment, and then whole garden was destroyed. And according to Mullah Ahmed Latab, he said he went to that area. Until today, Allah has kept it as an example. That whole place is completely barren. Nothing grows in that place. Allah wants to give us an example till the day of Qiyamah to show us that people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not want to fulfill the right of the zakat and give that wealth in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala completely destroyed it. And Allah says, this is a small azab in this world. Allah ta'ala tests a person sometimes. Wala azabul akhirati akbar, the punishment of the year after is far, far greater. If only the people know about it. So a person must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only khair and goodness for a person in this world and the year after. Then the next ruku, Allah ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah. What a severe day. And there will be certain people who will be asked to make sajda, but they will not be able to make sajda. They will not use sweet in this world. So on the day of Qiyamah, they won't be able to go into sajda, prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what fear will overcome such people? Allah protect us from their conditions. The next surah is Surah Haqqah. Haqqah is one of the names of Qiyamah. It comes from the word haqq, a reality, the truth. There is no doubt about Qiyamah, it's a reality. And there were those people who did not believe in Qiyamah in the year after. They denied it. Qawm Thamud, Qawm Aad. Even in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah. What a day it will be. When the sky will be split also. Mountains will be destroyed. Trumpet will be blown. On that day, a person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one will be able to hide from Allah ta'ala. A person who is given his book of deeds in his right hand, he will tell the people, Haum, come, read my book, my report, see my report, how happy I am. I thought I was going to meet this day of Qiyamah. I prepared for it. He will be in great happiness, great enjoyment in the lofty places of Jannah. The fruit of Jannah will be very close to that person. It will be said to him, now eat and drink, enjoying yourself because of the sacrifice you made in this world. And one meaning, some ulama say, because of the month of Ramadan, which a person kept his stomach hungry also, and a person stayed away from food and drink, so now today you can enjoy yourself, eat and drink. On the other hand, those people who are given their book of deeds in their left hand, then that person will say, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiyah, if only I wasn't given my book of deeds. And I never knew what the hisab kitab was. Like a youngster who failed his examination in Marata, now he doesn't want to show his father his report also, he's hiding it. And if he says, he will say, Ya layta kanat al-qadi, I wish I had passed away, or does it come to an end, everything. All his money will be of no benefit for him. His whole kingdom will be completely destroyed. It will be said, take him now and bind him up and fling him into the fire of Jahannam. And he will be in all kinds of chains, long, long chains, and he will be dragged in the fire of Jahannam. And the reason for this, Allah says, he did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did not encourage people to feed the poor people. Never mind giving himself food, the poor people food, he could have given them. But others also, he did not even encourage them. If he was stingy himself, he never even told someone else, look at these people are going through difficulties, help and assist them. But he had that greed within himself, so because of this, he will be completely destroyed. The next surah is Surah Ma'arij. He also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaks about Qiyamah. That people think, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They feel Qiyamah is very, very far away. They're even asking, when is the punishment? We're waiting for it. They have so much of arrogance within themselves. They are waiting for it. Allah says they regard it to be very far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We see it to be very close. Just now a person will be shocked. Like how a person lives in his life. A person is like a small youngster. He thinks, when am I going to get big? So now suddenly he's 60 years, 70 years. It's so fast my life was, like a few seconds only. On the day of Qiyamah, when a person will see how close it was, a person will be surprised at that time. And on that day of Qiyamah, close friends also, they'll be able to, they're seeing their friends, they won't even ask about them. And on that time, the sinner will desire, I wish I can get saved from the punishment of today. I can give my children also in recompense. My wife also, my brother, all my family members, whatever I've got in the world, I don't mind giving it as ransom, as long as I can become free on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, never ever. Every person will be punished according, or he'll be recompensed according to his actions. And man by nature is created. He's got evil qualities, no stubborn within himself. Any good qualities come to him, goodness comes to him, he becomes stingy. And if difficulties come to him, he becomes impatient. But there are certain people who have got beautiful qualities, which is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the first quality is those who are performing salah. They are very particular with their salah. The most important part of our deen is our salah. Without salah, there is no deen of a person. So those who are da'imun, always particular about their salahs. And in their money also, they are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For people who are asking, people who are not asking, they look for suitable places in their spending. They believe in the day of Qiyamah. They have got fear for the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they look after their private path. They protect their chastity and their honor, where the Allah has given permission to fulfill their desires. They fulfill their desires in that place. But anyway, as we said, their wives, and in those times the slave girls, a person seeking anything else, which the ulama say, it refers to masturbation, it refers to lesbianism, homosexuality, anal intercourse, all everything which Allah has made haram for a person, intercourse during the menses, all of the same person has abstained from this year. Because if Allah says, whoever seeks anything besides the halal ways, then that person has exceeded the bounds. He's not a person on atidal, on moderation. So a person has to look after himself, protect his chastity. And a person looks after amanat and trust, which has been given, granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fulfills his trust and promises. And when he has to testify in court, then he gives the truth there, he testifies correctly. And then again Allah ta'ala mentions about salah, he's looking after his salah, he protects his salah, the times of salah, the postures of salah, all of this he's looking after. The first quality is salah, the last quality is salah. Ulama say, as a person gets perfection in his salah, the whole of deen will come into a person's life. So a person has to really look after his salah. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. Such people will be in Jannah, who have got these 8 or 10 qualities in Jannah with great, great honor and respect Allah ta'ala will give to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah wants to, we've got full power. If you don't want to practice on deen, we will change and bring somebody better than you people. And and throughout history this has happened, where people were not practicing on deen, Allah brought other nations who are much better than them, who follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is not in need of us, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Nuh, the next surah, Allah ta'ala mentions about da'wat, the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, which he gave to his people, and the different tariqah, the ways of giving da'wat, the different kinds of forms of qasd, which Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made. And he told the people, istaghfiru rabbakum, make istighfar, and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. The barakat and blessings of this, Allah will send down the rains upon you people. In torrents Allah will send it. Allah will grant you wealth. Allah will grant you children. Allah will make for you gardens. And Allah will make for you rivers. All these beautiful, beautiful bounties Allah will grant you in place of istighfar. Really, it's a very, very powerful weapon, istighfar, which Allah ta'ala has got, which Allah has given to us. Even if we make istighfar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who holds someone to istighfar, Allah ta'ala will make up from him all difficult ways. Allah will make ease for that person. Any worries a person has got, depression a person has got, Allah will take him out of that depression and worries. And Allah will give him rosy and sustenance where he never thought possible. But a person tries it, and our Kabir mentioned to us 100,000 times, make istighfar, and try to make it worth this conviction, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, I'm a sinner. And continue making and see how Allah's help and assistance comes to a person. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi writes here, that this istighfar, when a person does it, will he get all of these bounties? He said it's possible it was a speciality for the Ummah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Or it's possible in today's time also Allah will grant the same bounties to a person. Or sometimes Allah ta'ala doesn't grant these bounties, but the benefits of these bounties Allah grants to a person. For example, a person needs wealth. So wealth, the object of wealth is for a person to live a comfortable life. So Allah, sometimes without wealth Allah will give him a comfortable life. The benefit of children is to support a person, especially as he gets older. But if a person makes istighfar, Allah ta'ala may not give him children, but Allah will give those helpers and assistants who will assist him in his old age when he needs it. Gardens and all of these beautiful things a person needs to get comfort in life, Allah will give it to a person without the gardens also. So this is the barakat and blessings of istighfar. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal and bring it into our lives. The next surah is Surah Jinn, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jinnat, that how they accepted the da'wat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite being jinn, that they accepted. So, oh human beings, you are supposed to be more easier for you to accept the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhi salam, you should accept the da'wat. In Surah Muzzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the adab of the Muballigh. And Surah Muzzammil and Muddathir were the initial surahs revealed in the Quran Sharif. So Allah mentions the internal life, the house, the life in the house, and the amal and actions the Muballigh must have to prepare for the work of da'wat and tabligh. And in Surah Muddathir, Allah explains outside he must go and how he must warn the people, etc. So ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a very important quality of the Muballigh, is he prepares himself spiritually by tahajjud salah. There are great, great benefits which Allah mentions in the Quran Sharif. If you are going to place the Quran upon you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is extremely heavy, but when you are preparing yourself in Tahajjud Salah, now a person becomes fit and able to carry that heavy burden which Allah Ta'ala is not, heavy weight, which Allah is not a burden, it's a weight, which Allah will place upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the form of wahi and revelation. And Allah Ta'ala says, make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, turn your full attention towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and automatically you will get some people who will trouble you, who will cause difficulty to you. O Nabi of Allah, make sabr at that time. And as Hazrat mentioned a whole bayan about that, leave the people, do not take any revenge on the people, but you continue giving da'wah towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And look at Fir'aun, how he came, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Fir'aun eventually was destroyed. And fear the day of Qiyamah, when young people will actually become old. On the day of Qiyamah, such a frightening day, a person got black hair, his hair will also turn white, out of the extreme fear, when a person will see the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, at the end of the surah, in the beginning portion, Allah mentions tahajjud, very long for the Sahaba, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, half the night, two-thirds of the night, in the beginning portion of Islam. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala made it a bit easier for the ummah, that Allah knows that some people will become sick, some will be traveling in the world, making jihad in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now whatever portion of tahajjud you want to perform, is no more faraz upon you. In the beginning portion of Islam, it was faraz. As soon as revelation started, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given two salats, which were faraz, and tahajjud namaz also was faraz upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then after Mi'raj came, then after 1 year, the tahajjud salah was abrogated. It wasn't faraz anymore, it remained sunnat, or it remained mustahab. And then during Mi'raj, five salats became a faraz upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala says Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that even though now there is no tahajjud, faraz upon you people, but continue performing salah, giving of zakat, and give a loan in the path of Allah Ta'ala, give other wealth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And whatever you are sending forward for yourself, you will find it far, far better by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the reward is far, far greater. And wastaghfirullah, but no matter what good actions you do, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. You've done now the whole month of Ramadan, you have fasted, you have made Tarawih Salah, but do not feel I've done a great thing. Wastaghfirullah, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ask Allah Ta'ala, because we've got so many weaknesses in our amal, in our actions, there's no perfection in there, so ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving, and Allah will grant you great, great mercies, because Allah is Rahim and most kind and merciful. In Surah Muddathir, Allah mentions that how must Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give da'wah in his outside life. He goes, call the people towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and do not desire anything of this world in recompense of the da'wah which you are giving. And those who are not prepared to accept what is the final result of them in the fire of Jahannam, which Allah has placed alayha 19 angels who obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and they are there looking over Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in great detail, and a few qualities also that these people had in Jahannam when they will be entered. They will say that we never used to perform salah, we never used to feed the poor people and the orphans and the poor people, and when the people were sitting and talking all nonsense against deen, or wasting the time, we used to sit with them and engage in discussions with them. We did not believe in the day of Qiyamah until yaqeen came to us, until death came to us, which is something yaqeeni, which there is no doubt regarding, that there. So then now on this day of Qiyamah, you do not believe, even if anybody intercedes on your behalf, it will be of no benefit to a person. In Surah Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about two Qiyamahs. One is the day of Qiyamah, which is a reality which will happen. And one is a small Qiyamah before the big Qiyamah, which is when a person passes away. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, remember on that day, on the day of the big Qiyamah, that the person, he's got the basirat over his nafs, he knows exactly, even though on that day he will put forward excuses, but he will understand also. And even in this world, ulama say that many times a person puts forward excuses, but he knows himself in his heart that I'm just deceiving myself and I'm speaking lies. So a person must never do so. And then when he's about to pass away, Allah Ta'ala says that you've got no control over yourself. Oh, the person is asking, man raq, where's the person who is now blow on me, make the awiz upon me, I can be saved, or where's the doctor to save and protect me? But now when the soul is coming out from a person, and a person realizes this, nobody can stop a person, nobody can stop death. So death is not in your hands, life is not in your hands. So definitely, if it's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, if Allah wants to give you life a second time, there's nothing difficult for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah created you the first time from the drop of sperm. So what difficulty is there for Allah Ta'ala to resurrect you a second time? In Surah Hal Ata'ala al-Insan, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks especially about Jannat. What bounties Allah Ta'ala has kept for us in Jannat. And because the day of Qiyamah will be also on the day of Jumu'ah, we are encouraged on the day of Jumu'ah in the Fajr Salah. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda is recited in the first rakat, and in the second rakat Surah Al-Dahr. And Ya Allah mentions many, many bounties of Jannat, how Allah Ta'ala will give a person, and those people who used to feed people in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And La Nuridu Minkum Jaza'a Wa La Shukura. They didn't want any recompense, anyone to thank them, but they fear the day of Qiyamah. So Allah will protect them and save them on the day of Qiyamah. And what bounties Allah has got for them. Allah says that He has prepared for them rivers which are flowing, the wine they will be drinking from there. They will be able to take the rivers wherever they want to, in this direction, in that direction. And they will be sitting and reclining on the beautiful thrones. There won't be any sun over them, no extreme cold, but a wonderful weather. And the shade of Jannah will be close to these people. Fruits will be brought before them as they want to open their mouth, and the fruits will come into their mouth. If they are sitting down, the fruits will come. If they are standing up, the fruits will come. If they are lying down, the fruits will come. Glasses and goblets of silver, and exactly how much a person wants, not more, not less. In this world, sometimes a person wants a bit extra juice, or it's too much going, his stomach is paining now, he wants a bit less. But that amount will be filled up exactly how much a person wants. Some people, there will be some zanjabil, ginger inside. Some people like it, a different taste of ginger. Allah will put a bit of mixture of that there. And young boys will be making tawaf chakkar and serving the people. And when you see them, you will get so excited and happy. You will look around, you will see all the ni'mas and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. You will be able to see a whole kingdom, thousands of thousands and millions of kilometers. It will be before a person. And upon them, there will be the most beautiful clothes of Jannah. They will be made to wear jewelry of Jannah. And what Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give them to drink, sharaban tahura, a very wonderful and a beautiful and a pure drink. This will be the reward of a person who has practiced in this world. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Whatever efforts you are making in this world was appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزِلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنُ تَنْزِيلًا. To get the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the Qur'an Sharif. You hold firm onto the Qur'an Sharif, inshallah you will reach this place here. Make sabr with the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some difficulties you have to sacrifice a bit in this world, and never ever follow the sinners in this world and the kafirs and the disbelievers, the kuffar who are taking away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not follow them. Hold firm to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, and at the night make it tahajjud namaz. Inna haula yuhibbuna al-ajila. These people love this worldly life, which will remain for a short while, and they forget the biggest day of Qiyamah, which is so long, forever and forever. So a person must prepare for the day, and Allah will grant whoever He wants to, He will enter them into His mercy. Those who are prepared. The last surah is Surah Mursalat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks on the other hand of wailu yawma idhil lil mukadhibin. Those who deny, for them is destruction and wail. They are complete loss for such people. Allah not make us among those people. 10 times Allah mentions wailu yawma idhil lil mukadhibin. Allah give you that bounty. Allah give you that bounty. What and what Allah has given to you, and still you are not believing. How can a person be such an evil person? So wail is a place in a pit in Jahannam. Destruction be for that person, or Jahannam be for that person who has denied, who is not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala protect us from that place and grant us the highest levels of Jannah through His karam and grace, even though we are not worthy of it.